Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Fashion Grunge Podcast. I've got a special guest in the house today. It's Cara Berry.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you, another fellow reality TV in the trenches fan.
I'm so happy to be here. Yeah, it's been quite the week. So yeah, we need to download.
We do need a download. And you've got a podcast, Everybody's Business But Mine, which is perfect description of everything about reality TV, because it describes it all, really.
Yeah, yeah.
It really does. So I know that you watch a lot of Bravo, as do a lot of us here in the universe, in the world. But I kind of want to find out where it all started for you. I mean, I basically talk about movies and being like, I think we're in the millennial group. So We're kind of raised on movies and TV. So what was your growing up like in terms of like media and TV and all that?
I call myself, like, I was born in like the smallest town that you could ever fucking imagine in Illinois. And then we moved down to Georgia. It was like a little bit more suburban, but I always say, like, it was still the South. It was a little bit more conservative, obviously. And I always refer to myself as a Simpsons kid, because like I was one of the few kids growing up who was allowed to watch it. And so I was just like so exposed to everything. I loved watching on Comedy Central. They would have old episodes of like Saturday Night Live. Like I was watching fucking everything. And you know, loving, of course, you know, The Real World was like, oh my god, these are like real adults. And me being like 9 and then being like 21 and being like, oh my god, these are old people. This is crazy.
That's always my temperature check on reality. I'm like, what are your top 3 cast? What are your top 3 Real World seasons?
Oh my god. Okay, so I'm really going to have to look. Okay, so I wasn't really like super down with like the very original ones. Of course, I go up for my girl Melissa Beck. So Real World New Orleans, the original one, is like very close to my heart. I kind of liked the Brooklyn one that was like a little bit further in the seasons, like a little later ones. Oh my gosh. And to even go like deeper, there was one where they had like Real World skeletons, where they would be like, oh, here's your ex-girlfriend who hates you. Remember her? Like,
and yeah. That was messy. That was MTV's like messy era.
Yeah. That was like the best, in my opinion, late stage season of The Real World. Like they really petered out after that. But yeah, from there, I had never seen any of the Bachelor Nation universe, but then they announced Rachel Lindsay was going to be the first Black Bachelorette.
I love her.
Love her. And so I was kind of interested in podcasting, and I was like, okay, well, this will be like a great time. This will be my first experience watching The Bachelor, and she's Black. Like, this is crazy. I love it. So I did that on my own. And then I did a Kardashians podcast, and that was like about 2 years, ended that in 2019. And then I was like, man, I still really want a podcast, but I don't want to tether myself to like any one subject. I have so much in this dumb brain of mine, and why not just let it out? So, and I was really feeling like I do want to talk about literally everyone's business but my own. So I guess that's going to be the name of the podcast. And here we are.
Oh, wow. So I have not watched one episode of any of the Bachelors. I listened to Higher Learning, Rachel's podcast with Van Lathan, but I have not watched any Bachelor. So how was it getting into that? Because the Bachelor Nation is much like the Bravo Nation. Like it's a very, you know, everyone watches everything. So how was that? Did you get feedback on like, you're new, why are you here? Or did people embrace you?
No, girl. Like 3 people listened to it. So it's like nothing.
It was a small journey. That's all right.
Yeah, it was a very, very small little dip into the pond. But it was like really fun. Yeah, they are very much their like own community. I would say that the Bachelor Nation tends to be like a bit more conservative. So going into that side of Twitter was like, oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Interesting. They have opinions and thoughts that I wouldn't have. And it's not, it wasn't even them being like outright racist. It was just like, oh, these are just not people that I would hang out with. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, this is just
definitely
a different wave. It was fun. It was a good journey. I really didn't watch too much Bachelor after that, but it was like, it was a vibe. It was a definite vibe. She for sure picked the wrong dude.
She did.
Yeah. And they've, you know, they're since announced their divorce recently,
right?
But she like had this fucking smoke show with gapped teeth, just like her. He was so cute and he was like super humble and nice, but like he was honestly keeping it real with her. And I was like, girl, I can't like guarantee that we're gonna get married, you know, like I'm really trying to be realistic here. Like, and she was like, well, the other guy wants to get married. So she kind of went for that one. And, you know, that's unfortunate, but life's, and, you know, we all make some mistakes with men, don't we?
God, I mean, yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine being on a show like that anyway.
No, not
and
at all.
I mean, is she still friendly with the other guy, or do we not know? Did he like move on and we don't know? Like,
he's like living in Wisconsin and he owns a gym and he's got a really cute dog and he's just like still very muscular and single seemingly. Yeah, he presents as single, but you know, men like that, he's probably pounding it left and right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he was on TV.
Yeah, right. So.
Yeah, if you were on TV, it's like, all bets are off, really.
Yeah, he's presenting himself to be a very good boy, but who's to say?
Oh, God. So Bachelor, then Kardashians. So what made you start talking about the Kardashians?
Okay, so Kylie was coming out with her Life of Kylie show and I was like, oh, this is gonna be so stupid, I have to talk about it. Like it was like guaranteed 8 episodes. I'm like, I want to talk about this. So yeah, got that going. And then after that we're like, let's just keep going to regular Kardashians. And yeah, that was a fun and interesting journey. The Kardashians, you know, it's like difficult because as a Black, I have a very complicated relationship with them, and I never want people to think that I like them. That's not why.
Oh, yeah. I'm the same way.
I just think that it's like undeniable to act like, one, they don't have an impact on all of our lives. They absolutely do. That's just true. And two, like, they go through so much, and I think it's just so fascinating to watch a bunch of people who have kind of chosen to do this, but they mostly hate it. Kim is really the only one who seems prepared and wants this and like actually ready for this. And I think it's interesting. Like, it is messy. It's messy.
Oh, it's
and
so
I have fun.
Messy. It's they're made for the tabloids. I mean, they
definitely,
they really came apart, or not came apart, but like came about in that time where they kind of got just really lucky with like a kind of a lightning strike. They were trying really hard. And if you look back, I mean, not to like, we're not going to talk about the Kardashians for like an hour, but if you look back, a lot of people have documented it. You can see that she's wanted to be famous. Like, some people may not know until that tape or whatever, but there are all these pictures of her at every single event, like for anything. So this is not some family who just kind of, oh, oops, we're really famous. No. They tried, and props to them. I mean, they've stayed, I don't know about now, but I mean, they're still a name. I mean, people still know them.
And they always will be. Yeah, I think they've definitely fallen off. Who cares? But the name is undeniable. We're always going to know who Kendall is, unfortunately. You know?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, we are.
We can say that we've gotten right. Like, and by gotten right, I mean, like, if we're going to have these, like, legacies of girls being pushed on us, they at least have like diversified in the sense that they all have like a thing, you know, like,
that's true.
What are the D'Amelios do? They honestly could, I don't care who they are, it doesn't matter which one is which. Like, none of these girls know to have a personality or a thing that sets them apart from their sister, and that's what they've gotten right, quote unquote.
That's true. I mean, that is completely true. I mean, they all have their, I mean, they have Kris Jenner. Without Kris Jenner, we wouldn't have any of them. And I feel like that's one puzzle piece that you're just not going to find in every family, even with like 10 children. Like, they're, she's the, sure. Yeah, like, she's the spearhead. Like, she's the one that's like, this is your personality and this is what we're doing this season. And they're just like, okay, this is what I'm doing. All right. So,
you got those thin ass lips, Kylie? Get blow out that pencil, girl.
Yeah, blow them up. Oh, your cosmetics. I listened to a podcast the other day where they were talking about the like rise and fall of like all their products. I mean, it's pretty amazing all the products that they seem to come out with and drop and then come out with another one. It's like, oh, this one stays. All right, we're going. I'm like, all right, well, you know.
Does anybody have a bikini of Kylie's?
Did anyone have one they didn't return that didn't fall apart?
Anyone that didn't dissolve in the water immediately.
Yeah, right.
So many girls being like, this is really a posing bikini. I'm like, what?
Like, what is that?
It like just one that you take a picture in? Are you kidding me?
That's never been me. That will never be me. Even when I was like young and maybe potentially could have done that, it still would not be me.
Exactly. It does not make any sense for me.
Yeah, not at all. God, so we've talked about the real world. So did you watch, like, do you watch The Challenge? I know that's a whole nother world that's kind of blowing up right now.
Yeah, so I definitely watched, like, the very beginning ones, like the OG ones.
Oh,
I mean, listen, half of them are still on there. We know them, but I have not watched in the past probably 75 seasons or so.
they're like 100.
Yeah. I don't like a sport. I don't need to see anybody sweating. So it doesn't really move me.
It's not David getting spit on by Puck. I mean, we are not at that anymore. And we're not at the, one of my favorite fights was Julie and Melissa. Did you see that season?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Were they? Yep. And that's when I think there were so few seasons. So they usually had like two people from a season of a show. So there were always kind of tension. The one with Julie who tried to like unclip Veronica's harness. Oh,
my
God.
Seared like, into my memory when Veronica was like, I'm going to fucking die. Can I hurt?
Screaming, looking at the platform like, is she going to unclip it? Is she doing it?
Poor thing, like watching her watch everybody else be like, holy shit, and be like, oh, yeah. oh my god, I'm gonna die. Everybody's watching me about to die. Like, I would be that, like, true worst nightmare scenario. I would have beat the fuck out of her.
I mean, did you watch any of the homecomings, like the reboots where they brought the real world back? Did you see New Orleans?
I watched New Orleans. That's the only one I watched. I actually talked to Melissa about it before it aired, and Julie, wow.
I mean, she has not changed.
It's gone from worse to worser.
It really did. That was a great season, though. I mean, we have Tokyo now, like Mr. Come On Be My Baby Tonight.
Love.
I loved all of them really together. I mean, I'm so mad that they canceled / took it off of the internet, because why? I really don't know why.
Any sense, especially because like that season got awards and they really got like a lot of the clout and the, you know, like media attention that I thought they would need to keep it. It's odd to me.
We need to talk about how MTV, I feel like, is under some control of someone we don't know, because the back catalog of programming that MTV has would blow anyone's mind if you knew it's just like how much they have sitting in a vault. Yeah.
Right. It's like, what did we
Ridiculousness?
Do?
What happened?
Honestly, it's not only that we don't get the good stuff, but it's we only get the bad stuff. And I don't get it.
I just shut it down at this point. I honestly would rather them just shut it down and we make it just some kind of legacy brand that we all just remember in our heads, because it's just getting, this also happened. I was watching the Coachella live stream because I'm old and I don't know if I could stand in a field for that long. And I was just like, is it just me or like what's up with crowds? Like, and how do these people not? And also I see things on Twitter all the time, which I love to see, like Gen Z discovering information or like being wrong about information, and then all the millennials or like Gen Xers like just dogpiling on them, like open the scrolls, which is like my favorite thing to say.
I love it. It's my new favorite phrase.
Yeah, it's like the best. If someone was talking about like Courtney Love and some pop punk and they're like, why is she talking about Taylor Swift? I was like, okay, I love the 90s VH1, like, get the educational programming back up. These people don't know who she is. This is not new.
If anyone... You thought we were left behind in the Bush era? Forget about it. These kids don't know anything.
They don't know anything. I was like, please, you have the internet. This is what's so crazy, is that you guys have the internet. We didn't have this encyclopedia in our hand.
Right.
You know, like,
y'all can figure out literally anything.
Like, where is it?
Yeah. I saw a girl tweet, like, you're telling me that I've been listening to Hole this whole time and that's Courtney Love is the lead singer? And I just logged right out. I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this.
I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
I really can't. Like,
great. I don't have time.
It's wild. And some people are like, she hasn't been relevant. She hasn't been relevant since, like, the 90s. I was like, and someone else said, like, oh, her best music was out, like, when Kurt Cobain was alive anyway. I was like, well, actually, not to be like that person, but well, actually, there's a few albums after he died that were huge. And
hello,
watch a VMA. Like, please watch a VMA. Watch the Madonna Courtney Love interview. I mean, that's
please.
Something. So aside from MTV, like, well, were you an MTV person, like, after The Real World, like The Hills, Laguna Beach,
yes.
Rich Girls?
Yes.
What other niche shows were you into? I love the niche reality. So what other, like, those random ones that came out?
You know, I always thought was, like, so cute and quirky, My Life as Liz. Do you remember that show?
Oh yeah, I remember that show.
She was like a girl with like a hipster bang.
Yeah.
And she was like awkward and
throwback.
That was an interesting show.
Oh, that was cute. I remember that show now.
Yeah, I really liked that show. I was like all up and down MTV because I was basically the same age as Elsie, and so I'm like, oh, we're living the same life, except she's incredibly wealthy and I have to borrow my mom's car, so basically the same thing.
The Hills. Were you a Hills person?
Major. Yep.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
They just don't know. I mean, I thought it was real. Just the way that it was done.
I think it is. I feel like Spencer is a very dark spirit with a very revisionist history. So who's to say what the truth is and what a lie is with him? You know,
that's,
I know we
true.
Saw Brody at the end, but I feel like a lot of it was still pretty true.
I mean, I feel like they do what they do with Housewives now. Like, they set you up to have the conversation, but I don't think it's, like, completely, like, here's your script the night before. This is what you have to do tomorrow. I mean, it's still kind of, you know, they're coaxing you along, but there's enough drama in these people's lives that they don't really need to, quote, script it.
Absolutely. Exactly.
I was late to the game, but I was a Love and Hip Hop. I've fallen off of Love and Hip Hop now, but I was really big into the Hollywood season when that came out with Ray J.
Mm-hmm.
And I was big into Atlanta. I think I watched during COVID because I'd never watched the Atlanta season. So
yeah,
those are another good ones.
Ray J. Princess and I talk it all the time. It's mostly Princess. Shout out to Princess, who talks about how Ray J is basically our Forrest Gump. Like, he's been there when it happens. He basically started the East Coast, West Coast beef. He, you know, Scooty Bikes, the list goes on.
Yeah, the Whitney of it all.
Right?
Like the Whitney Houston of it all that
exactly.
I didn't know until years later.
Exactly. That weird love triangle that he had. What the hell's going on? Partying next to her dead body, doors away. Ray J.
Oh, man.
Ray J, J, J.
But he's still it. Like, when Soulja Boy got on there, it was just like, and obviously Cardi B, which a lot of people don't know, Cardi B was from Love and Hip Hop New York. I loved her the second I saw her. Even before that, she was like an internet vlog girl. But
yeah, like, people don't know their history. You're right. Like,
go back and watch her.
On that reunion stage, like, what was the reason?
And her literal take, like, almost like Phaedra style read of Peter Gunn's talking about, I think it was her first season, because it was her first season, her first reunion, and she was talking about, like, he was mad at her saying, like, oh, you sleep with guys to pay for your bills, and, like, you know, that's crazy, that's hoeing, mm-hmm. and all of the girls just jumping on him, being like, that's not hoeing, like, Remy Ma's like, what are you talking about, that's not hoeing, and Cardi just lays out Peter, like, you gave these two women grief, you know, like, yep. I think it's dumb that they have all these children by you, and you're just sleeping around, and it was great. It was, look that up, people, if you have not seen the Peter Gunn's Cardi B takedown.
Laid him right out.
It was great. It was like chef's kiss. And that's when I was like, she's the show. And she's only going to be on here for like one more season, because come on.
Right.
I mean, a star. No one listening to her music. DJ Self just not listening to her music at all. Just like... Oh, it was great. It was a great time. So you watched Rich Girls. Okay, now were you a Bravo niche? I was more of like a Bravo niche reality girl.
Yeah, I was actually just DMing with somebody from NYC Prep earlier today.
Oh, ooh. Are you going to have him on the pod, or you're just general shit? See.
Well, it's a little bit of both. We're working on it. We're cooking. So
oh, cool.
Yeah. Loved NYC Prep. Huge Gallery Girls fan.
Same. Forever.
Yeah. These like New York shows. There was also a show that they did called like 6 weeks of Summer in Chicago or whatever the hell it was called. It was like a one season wonder. And it was not great, but I liked where they were going with it. I think they could reboot it. Like, I want to see a reality show in Chicago.
Yeah. Why haven't they done a Housewives there?
I don't know.
Because there's a lot of money.
Like, too spread out? I don't know.
No, they have Beverly Hills. I mean.
Right. Right. Yeah, if we can go to Encino, we can go anywhere.
Yeah, we can. Potomac. I live in D.C. Newsflash. I think one of those women lives in Potomac. I'm pretty sure Monique was the only one when I saw the house. I was like, I actually know where this is. Mm-hmm. Everyone else, I'm like, nah. Which yeah. I know Karen is the queen of drawing maps and telling people like what boundary they live in and out of. But yeah, it's just like that. I'm like, if we can do Robin in Hanover, Baltimore, wherever the hell she is, like we can do, we can totally do Chicago.
I would love to see it.
Why not? Oh God. So that's the Chicago show sounds kind of like a summer house minus the house.
Right. It was like 20 and 30 somethings. They were a little bit older, and it was like a group of friends. Yeah, just like, you know, we've only got so many weeks of good weather in Chicago in the summer, so we like try to make the most of it. But it was mostly like not them like getting drunk. It was more drama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the high drama. My personal fave of all of the shows, which they did release a bunch of old shows, not none of the ones I wanted to see, but on Bravo, on Peacock recently, like The Vault. And mm-hmm. I was like, where's Gallery Girls? Where's Kel on Earth? Right. Where yeah. is Manhunt, that men's model competition, America's wow. Next Top Model ripoff? Mm-hmm. Where's Blowout, that Blowout, nuts
yeah.
Salon show, which I do love Tabitha, so I'm glad she's back on there. But I was like, where's Gallery Girls? Where is Gallery Girls?
I know. They had it up somewhere. I know that I watched it recently.
They had it on
disappeared.
NBC.com was like, they had Bravo shows on there that if you like logged in with some password, I have my friend's password, uh-huh. you could watch some of those shows. And then they went away. I think once Peacock, like yeah. it was before Peacock started. I think once Peacock started, they were like, nope, none over here, because I watched Pretty Wild over there too. Like right. I hadn't seen that in years, and that was over there, and I was like, "Oh, Pretty Wild's up. Yo, where's Pretty Wild?
Where is Pretty Wild?
That's history."
I just watched The Bling Ring the other day for the very first time.
Oh, really? Yeah, I've just seen it once.
Yeah, it was wild, and I'm gonna admit to you, I came out of it, and everybody was like, "Oh, Israel's just getting bombed," and I was like, "Uh-oh." I don't know if this is how I wanted to like go out watching Bling Ring. Did I waste my time? I don't know. It wasn't that good of a movie.
Oh yeah. Is this happening? Is that my last thing? That's my send off. Oh my God. Pretty Wild's another one. Open the Schools. If you don't know that voicemail really? By heart.
Exactly.
You missed. You really missed out. Like, oh, I wish that was like my now that we don't have any notifications of any sound of any kind, that would been so great to use as like a text alert or like a phone call.
So good.
Just her screaming out in the void, like, there were BB shoes, $22. The mom in the background just screaming, like, oh, that was another great one. But yeah, Kel on Earth. Did you watch Kel on Earth?
I love Kelly Catrone. I love whatever she's on currently. Why she keeps hanging out with what's her face? Anna Delvey.
Yeah.
Yeah, she seems on a good cocktail and having a great time.
She's living the life. She is total mother. Yeah, she's living the life. I would love to talk to her, but I think I would be incomplete. I would shut down.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would feel like she's judging every single thing about me and that mm-hmm. I cannot say anything right, but I would love every minute of it.
I totally get you. Yep.
Get her on Real Housewives in New York. Since we got Rebecca Minkoff, apparently we're doing a fashion girly situation. Let's get Kelly Catrone. I want to see her on a reunion. I want to see her.
I think we're like a season or two away. I really see it happening. I think she wants it.
Do you think?
I think Kelly likes attention. I think she's the kind of person who acts like, I wear black all day and I don't like this, but I think she kind of loves it.
I mean, you do need it. She is PR, so you do need it to stay relevant. I mean, to stay in the know.
Right.
She would be smart to do it. Kelly, if you're out there listening, I mean, you're not, I'm sure, please. But just Andy, give her a call. Just I'm sure it's probably really, really cool.
Right.
Well, let's get into Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
Since Bravo is happening. So what was your entry into Bravo? What was your gateway? What was your gateway drug into the Bravo? Now Bravo universe, not the niche one when they were trying to find their voice.
Like serious premiere of Orange County. I've been there. Yep.
Same, yeah. Oh God, Lori, RIP for Josh.
Right.
So
it's an unfortunate thing, you know. I feel for him. And for her.
The problematic I mean, I hate to use the word problematic when dealing with like blatant kind of bigotry and racism, but season one is chock full in Orange County. If anyone, it's great though, because that is, I feel like, what we are missing, and I feel like they're trying to get back to, is that more docuseries
mm-hmm.
style, which I think it's basically no producer interference. So if people out there want to know what it was like before, it's New York, I think, has never had producer interference because they're such a dynamic cast.
They're so good, yeah.
That they don't need it. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning in Orange County, like, what did you think about like the first early seasons? Like, who were your faves on those early ones?
Nobody, babe. Like,
nobody? You didn't like Joe?
No.
You didn't like Joe and Slade?
There's something about Orange County, and I mean, like, as generally in the county, that I just find so sinister and dark. And especially those early seasons where, like, who was that creep? Whose dad was doing that, like, OC Angels thing where he was basically, like, sex trafficking his daughter's friends?
Like, oh, God. What was her name? Tammy.
Tammy, yeah.
Tammy's husband or ex-husband, and the fight broke out.
Oh man,
do you remember they had that fight that broke out at the shoot?
Girls, yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. And that was also Lori's daughter mm-hmm. was like doing that, and she was like, "I'm not getting a job. I'm just gonna like do this forever." They were like, "Girl." Right. No, like, you could not be in a nightclub handing out Bud Light or whatever it was that you were handing out. Like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Wild.
That was wild. We got to see also the recession, which was interesting too,
mm-hmm.
because we saw so much money and then we saw a lot of them lose it or how their lives had drastically changed, which I thought was really interesting. And then we saw Lori was like a fairy tale. I mean, from one season, she's hustling, working for Vicky at that insurance company. The next season, she's in Saint-Tropez.
I mean, listen, like, talk about ask, believe, receive. Imagine going from, like, being screamed at by Vicky Gunvalson in her frosted lip.
And
the next thing, you're, like, you're getting in a wedding with, like, horses that look like unicorns. Like, incredible.
Incredible. It really is just right place, right time. And then, okay, so you're a day one. So what is do you like Atlanta? Atlanta's like my number one.
Yeah, for sure. Atlanta's like, it's my home or mm-hmm. my family. Yeah, like I ride for them. I'm in a deep depression over Candy. I don't want to talk about it, but like, I love my girls.
What do we think's going to happen next season? Like, what are we feeling about Portia coming back? We got the Simon drama that we may not see now.
Yeah, see, I feel like I manifested this because literally like a week before she announced that she was coming back, I said the only way this is going to work is a single, because like Cordell era Portia, married Portia, the worst.
Yeah.
The literal worst, like respectability politics, horrible. I can't go to the strip club, boring. Yeah. And I knew it was going to be more of the same. She's like going to be my king with Simon. I'm like, ugh, there are like 1,000 reasons why I don't want to watch that. And so honestly, like, she did me a solid by getting divorced, because now I'm like kind of looking forward to it. But yeah, I'm nervous that we're not going to see too much, but I love Portia. I just feel like she hides her hand a lot, and that is frustrating.
She does. She plays producer, I think, a bit on mm-hmm. her own storyline. She's got a little bit of Kyle in her in that way. That
right.
She's going to show what she wants. And I feel like, especially since, okay, with Kyle, we'll talk about Beverly Hills in a minute, but we know with Portia, the big season that I was looking forward to was the season that she left, the season that right. she didn't appear on, because that's when she got with Simon. And we all, quote unquote, knew the timeline. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to see the timeline and see the explanation of how did this work out. We saw the pictures of Dennis and Simon and her together. We're like, wait, how did this all happen? And the weddings. She had multiple weddings. I mean,
right.
We missed that. Like, so that's so why I was like, damn, we didn't get the one season. And now it feels like we're getting the other season. And we're not going to hear how it dissolved. We're just going to like skip this
skip
huge
right
chunk.
Over. Right.
Yeah, right of her life. And okay, so who else is even on it now? We don't know about Sheree. Candy.
Kenya?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Kenya. Yeah. What is Kenya's your feeling on Kenya?
You know, I really could take or leave Kenya. Like, I know that she's an icon to many, and I will be fair and recognize her as such. But she really like doesn't move the needle for me that much. Like,
yeah.
She's just like, I honestly I can take her or leave her, so
yeah, that's how I feel. Yeah,
yeah. You know, I'll give her another chance. We don't really have any choice, do we?
I mean, yeah, they got rid of what Drew is there though, which
I
I'm
think
is she
I think I hope so.
She better be leaving Ralph. I'm not watching Ralph again.
Yeah, I think we're done for with Ralph. I hope so.
I really hope so. Yeah. And then Candy leaving, she may pop in. Like, she may do a pop in as a friend.
Hopefully. I'm sure we'll see her back with the Escape and SWV show, which is actually
that's
very
right.
messy and good.
Yeah, I actually really like that show. Yeah, that's actually really good. I mean, I love SWV. They were mm-hmm. like, SWV and TLC were like my two growing up. Like, those
yeah.
were the two groups that I loved the most.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Escape, but they were never as big for me as the other two. Like,
same.
They were like foundational. Like,
right.
Basically, yeah. God. So, all right. So, we've talked about Atlanta. We don't know what's going to happen with Atlanta. I feel like I don't know what's going to happen with Kenya. Yeah, I'm like you. I'll take her or leave her. I feel like, not to be like, you know, she doesn't have a really good adversary, and I feel like that's what we need. And I think mm-hmm. they're gonna push this Portia Kenya friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's gonna be like what they're kind of setting up, but that's not what's interesting.
Right.
I don't believe that.
Right.
Like, I don't right. believe it. And if they're both out here single in these streets, I don't know. Like, I just don't know how that's gonna pan out or how that's gonna work.
Watch what happens.
Yeah, right. Watch what happens. Beverly Hills, what'd you think about Beverly Hills? And did you watch that Mauricio real estate show?
No, I have zero okay. care. I've been asking people, like, if you can find a supercut of all the things that he and Kyle talk about, I'll watch that. But I'm not gonna, I got too much going on.
Yeah, you cover a lot.
Yeah, I got a lot. I gotta cut the fat. So, yeah, I'm also like kind of over this. It's like, are you guys gonna break up or no? It's like that the relationship, it's like that we all have with our friend who's like dating somebody, that it's like, just call it, you know?
Yeah,
just let me know, just send a text. I don't care. I can't be invested anymore.
I know, right? It's like we have Crystal, who got the boot this week. So what are you feeling about that?
I've always loved Crystal. I know that people, she's not very popular, but I've always really liked her. And I thought she was like really stepped her pussy up last season. So I'm like very confused.
Yeah. Why don't people like her?
I think that they feel like she's like just not a good fit for the show. Boring. I don't know. But I've always really liked her and thought she was like my kind of gal. So I don't know.
Yeah, she seems pretty cool. I mean, I liked the way she went after Anne-Marie, because good lord.
Loser. Yes.
We could not have that another season. So thank the lord we don't have that to worry about.
Truly.
And I love Sutton and Garcelle together.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love them. Erica and Dorit, I could do without.
Yeah, I'm hoping we're saying bye to Dorit pretty soon.
Unless we get a separation notice.
Yeah.
Then... we
she
may
can get
have
a couple episodes, and then we can say goodbye to her.
Yeah, we can say and introduce someone else.
Yep.
Like, please, please. Oh, God. Okay, so this is also another one that I can't wait to talk about, because nobody watches it, and I mean nobody, for me in my life, is Summer House.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start Martha's Vineyard. I haven't seen any of Martha's Vineyard, because I've been trying to cut my Bravo down, but I've been hearing that I need to be watching it. So,
yeah.
Okay, I'm noted. I'm gone back to the original, but the original Summer House I've watched since day one. But what are you feeling about this, all this going on now?
Oh man. I think this is a great, great season. Mm-hmm. I think that there is a lot to chew on. It seems like we just play ping pong every week. It's like, are we going to talk about Amanda and Kyle and why they should get divorced, or Carl Lindsay and why they should definitely not get married? And it's just fun. And in between it, it's like everybody else is having a pretty chill time. So like, I'm loving it. I do think that there's going to be some more like inter-house drama coming up, and I'm very much looking forward to that.
Between who?
Well, I can't say just yet, but it'll be happening. And
oh, you know. You're in the know. Okay. Well, my prediction, since you can, I guess, neither confirm or deny, I know we're going to get something with Paige and Danielle, because that was in the trailer.
It was.
I feel like the verdict's still out on West for me. This has been the issue for me, is when a new player comes in to any Bravo show, and we have to realize there's editing, and as great as everyone seems, I'm in the middle of a first time Game of Thrones watch. So now I've learned to not get attached to anyone, because they could die or disappoint you.
Yeah.
So this is how I feel with West and Jesse. They're cool. They're, you know, Dumb and Dumber, whatever, Wedding Crashers. They're the little, like, you know, Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughn right now.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't want my girl Sierra to be hurt. So I'm just like, just don't define this. Just have it be fun for the summer. I see all these people like, I wonder if they're still together now. And I'm like, please don't put that on them. Like,
right.
I don't want anything crazy to happen, but I do love it so far.
Mm-hmm.
I like it so far. He seems nice. I love his aunt. Want her to be my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone get her in the house and just have her in that disco room doing like couples therapy. Like, this someone, please. Because that's basically what the show's turned into. It's turned into like kind of couples therapy house with like Kyle and Amanda, which they never should have gotten married, period. It's not great. And then Kyle and Lindsay, what are you feeling about, from the time that we heard the news, which was like however many months ago, that they were breaking up and he brought the cameras in, to like what you're seeing play out now?
I mean, listen, it's always difficult to be right all the time. So I had been telling everybody, like, this relationship's going nowhere. They should not be together. I don't like it. This feels bad. And everybody was thinking, like, oh, Kara, you're just horny for Carl. That's all it is. And I was screaming, no, that's not it. It's not good, you guys. And, you know, here we are. So I will say that even still, I am surprised at the level to how bad this was, because I thought that they were going to be more background players, like everybody else was going to be having their time in the house. And then what we were going to be seeing from Carl and Lindsay was their journey with preparing for the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I'm just surprised at how much we're getting and how bad it is.
I'm getting surprised also by how quote unquote blindsided that mm-hmm. Lindsay seems to have been, because this is also the other thing which we'll get into Vanderpump, but like, because of what happened with that scandal and because everything now just seems so like, is it set up? Did you know? Are you playing for the cameras? I don't think they're playing for the cameras, but from everything we've seen leading up to it, I'm just like, how did you not know that, like, this was not... You even talked about seeing red flags, but they weren't enough for you to not get married. I was like, so then... What?
Yeah, I think she said on an after show that, like, I'm a fighter. I will work through a relationship. And I... She basically was just like, come hell or high water, I was gonna make this relationship work. And
she
clearly does not see what we would normal people think would be like deal breaking, don't even talk to this person situations. She's just like, no, we're just gonna work through it.
Like, yeah, right.
Like, okay, well, that's I get it more now. I get now where you're coming from. I don't agree with you, but I see why we're here.
And I guess the planning that they had done, like, we saw the bridal, like, last week we saw her trying on the dresses, and I was like, so she had a bridal shower. They had, I mean, it was a destination wedding on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of this really sucks that these people bought tickets, bought rooms. I think, didn't they go down there? Like, some of them had to go because they were like, we couldn't change.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a nice resort. I've been there, so.
Oh, cool. Yeah, really, I mean, nice. That's just, it just seems so crazy for, maybe we'll find out more insight because they pick the cameras back up. Maybe there's some big event that happens. Mm-hmm. But so far, just being accused of being on cocaine week one was right, like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's what kind of show it is. And also the after show, who knew the after show was going to be better than the show sometimes?
So good.
I mean,
really, really fun.
Both of them, the Vanderpump one, and the Vanderpump one, it doesn't really add that much to it, I guess, but the Summer House one, I feel like, really adds a lot more context. So if anyone didn't know, there's a Summer House after show.
That's pretty good. Started. So they're both really good.
Yeah, they're super good. Okay, and Vanderpump, you're a day one Vanderpumper, I'm assuming.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've seen the progression. So what are we thinking about what's happening now? This whole Tom victim edit that we're getting fucking shoved down our throats every Tuesday.
I truly can't believe I'm just trying to understand, like, what, how we storyboarded the season in this way. It's just so confusing to me. I did know that, like, you know, a person can only ride a high for so long before people want to bring them down. And so I knew that the audience had already been turning on Ariana for all the opportunities that she had been getting. So I was expecting the audience to be annoying all season. I wasn't expecting Lala to... drive me nuts. Like, this is so weird.
So nuts. Like, I don't know. I've always had a love-hate relationship with her. Mm-hmm. Just because she came in super hot. I mean, that's always been her MO. It's not like she's really changed all that much, but mm-hmm. her constant what if and her constant comparisons to her own, what's going on in her own life, has just really made it tough to root for her.
Yeah, it's really so annoying. And I'm trying to understand, like, where's the episode that Andy is referring to where he says that Lala is going to be the voice of reason? Which episode does that happen? And
also,
I'm trying to, like, people keep hinting that, like, so at one point it's gonna make sense and, like, things are gonna be revealed and, you know, some people aren't as clean as you think they are, and I don't know, it's just not giving.
We all know that none of these people are clean. That's the reason the show was invented, so
right,
we know that. We don't need them to be clean. That's not the point of the show. This is not aspirational. This is a thank god that's not me show. Like, that's basically what the show is. Because, like, God help you if you ever have to deal with, like, a Tom Sandoval or a Tom Schwartz or Lala or Sheena in your real life. Because it's a lot to handle. But I didn't expect that. I really thought it was going to be a very, like, gender specific, like almost like gender lines. I thought it was going to be the two Toms, maybe not even Brock or James, but all the girls on Ariana's side this whole season. I thought it was going to be like, we're here for you, you know, just like it was when the whole thing happened. And then very quickly, because it was filmed so long ago, another tip I have for Bravo is we have technology. I need a live reunion, or I need a reunion taped like the day before.
Right.
Like, I'm a Love Island head too. I watch Love Island, so those episodes come out the next day and they've been the 24 hours before. I know it can be done. So I think they need to film a reunion as close to the time, because of social media, they kind of have to at this point.
Right. Right.
It's too much. When was that reunion filmed? Like a month ago? Like at least.
Maybe. That's
crazy. And I know we have a whole Lala Katie fallout to come, and Lala's all over the internet. I mean, just, you know, being stomping Lala around. Just like, girl, no, like the whole thing, I feel like this might be the swan song, if not maybe one more season, because I've already heard Lala and Sheena want to transition to the Valley.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're definitely at the end of the road for Vanderpump.
Yeah, I mean, did you watch The Valley? You are watching The Valley. You're like semi covering it. You're like dipping your toe into
the valley, and it's messy.
It is real messy.
And I'm having a time. This is like not my culture, but it's interesting to pop in on other people and see what they're up to and how they navigate life and race and politics. Very interesting.
Not the whole like racism allegations. I was like, well, I have personal problem with these people even being allowed to be on TV in the first place. I think that as much as everyone likes a Kristen and, you know, everything that they bring to like reality TV by just being kind of a hot mess, the way that they were taken off the show, I feel like is not discussed. I mean, granted that Jesse guy tried to bring it up as like a look over here in that big fight when it's like, hold on, we can't point fingers, and Jack, shut the fuck up over here, like you're barely hanging on. When you told Brittany last week, like, act like a mom, I was like, my head spun around. I was like, this is crazy. But the fact that like it's all this finger pointing, like the R word, I was like, y'all are racist. I mean, you said racist shit. Why is this so surprising? This is why she got axed from the show, but now brought back. And I think Faith is now suing. I think Lala, or she's suing the network about things that happened while they were filming. So I was like, what is any kind of punishment look like for anyone on these shows?
Temporary and
just money, right? Yeah, I know. I was gonna say that's the real sad part about it, which I hope if they do have a reunion, which I'm sure they probably will, I guess.
I would think
I hope they kind of like bring that up as like, you know, what have you learned? Clearly nothing, but what have you learned? Like, do you have any other thoughts about what's going on? But I don't know. It seemed like a mess. I'm kind of embarrassed that I fell for the propaganda, and I'm now watching it because I'm already seated at 8 o'clock anyway.
Right.
So I'm just like, well, just load it up. Fine. We'll load up the Valley. This is the reason why I didn't watch Martha's Vineyard, because I fell off of Potomac. I did catch up on like the last reunion part three. I saw that, but I didn't know what was going on. But, and there also everyone's leaving. Not everyone, but you know, Candace is gone.
Robin, NECA.
Gone. NECA's gone too, which I was kind of shocked about her being gone. But Ashley's there? Like, okay.
I think she was the first confirmation, which is wild.
Really?
Yeah.
But she's not divorced.
Still rubbing that man's feet, apparently.
Oh, God. Not Michael. Michael and Juan. Oh, we had a time. We definitely had a time. Oh, God. I mean, it's just... What... And also, my... So, Bravo is a whole thing in and of itself. If anyone out there even knows anything about Bravo, you should be listening to Kara's podcast, and among other shows. And you also have a Patreon that goes... I listened to your Natalia Grace episodes because I was deep into Natalia Grace and Lord.
Yeah.
What a mess that was. So what else are you covering on your Patreon, like coming up, or what else do you have in the pipeline?
Last week I covered the HBO Max Brandy Melville, Brandy Hellville documentary.
It was wild.
Which was a time. And because Peacock has been releasing things from the vault, I'm going to be doing the series premiere of some shows. So this week we're going to be doing Rachel Zoe Project and going to be doing Shaws of Sunset, and then what was the other one? I forgot. You'll figure it out in a couple weeks.
Oh, nice. I know also the old Real Housewives of DC is up, which I'm really so excited to watch because I didn't really catch it when it was on.
I've never seen it, so I might have to break my vow and give it a watch.
It was like I heard that it was kind of nuts. I didn't live in DC at the time, but I heard that it was kind of nuts around here that they were filming a Real Housewives, and some of them got into like the state dinner at the White House.
Yeah,
that was this like massive scandal, and then that was on the show. So I was like, okay, I kind of want to see that play out. Okay. Rachel Zoe, another favorite. Taylor was my favorite. Taylor and Brad, the assistants. Oh,
Taylor. Taylor's such a disaster. She's like even meaner than I remember, and I'm having such a great time.
Oh, yes. It's so great. And another thing, do you watch any scripted shows? Like, what's your non-reality taste like?
Yeah, for sure. I love scripted. I actually just started watching The Sopranos for the first time.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm only on like episode 4 or 5, but like, it's so good. I don't know why I waited this whole time. I've also been like watching Sex and the City because it's back on Netflix, even though I have HBO Max. Obviously, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But I'm like using it as an excuse. So,
wait, this is your, you've not, this is not a first time watch. Have you seen it before?
Sex and the City?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've seen it about 1,000 times. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if it was a first watch. I was like, wow, you have a lot to look forward to. Oh, okay.
No, it's like one of my favorite shows. Yeah, I'm trying to think of like, what do I watch that's on currently that's scripted? And I can't come up with a thing. I actually really got into, not Bridgerton, the one that's on Max. It's got Miranda in it.
The Gilded Age?
Gilded Age, yeah.
Gilded Age. Oh, I want to see that.
It's like nothing happens. The consequences don't go farther than like somebody didn't nod their head to me while we were doing the promenade. Like, it's so inconsequential, but it's so good.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I love like petty rich people drama and like corsets. Exactly. Like, I love it.
Exactly.
Nice. HBO is a winner. I feel like you kind of sort of can't go wrong with an HBO series. They just they really knock it out of the park. Like, I don't know if you were a girl's girl. I know that's
major
to see. Oh, okay. I was like, it's weird to see that resurgence because I mean, Twitter was a thing when it was out, but like, that was my like Sex and the City.
Yeah,
I guess because that's kind of like when I came of age. I guess I lived in New York before that show was on, like in the mid-2000s. But
I just moved to New York.
Oh, so it was like, it was perfect. Like, everyone was really Sex and the City when I was in college. Like, that's why girls were moving to New York, because of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously the girls show had a whole new group of people that are now identifying with it. There's like a rewatch, lots of rewatch podcasts on it.
Right.
So that was a show ahead of its time. I mean, as much as people have conflicted feelings about Lena Dunham, like it's a great show.
She ate that one little thing, you know.
Yeah, she did. She should be proud of that one little thing. one little thing that you can survive on. But yeah, Girls was another great one. Insecure was another like actual Sex and the City. Like that actually me.
Yeah.
Or still is actually me. Like I still am Issa, really.
Yeah, their relationships are so layered and complicated. And so like, I love that show. And I'm really rooting for Issa to get another solid project.
I know. I love her writing. I loved Awkward Black Girl when it was on YouTube.
Right.
So I was so headfirst into, I would love like Rachel True in something with her. Like I'm,
yeah. I love Rachel True. And if we could get Kid Fury in the writer's room, I would love that.
Yes. Yes, that would be great. Like that would be such a great show if HBO, I mean, I know you've got a line to her. So come on. You gotta give her something else. But yeah, HBO shows I feel like are great. If anyone out there has not seen Shogun, it's incredible. It's Japanese, but it's a great scripted show. And I don't know if you're like a horror story girl. I mean, it's not great now, but it was back in the day.
I used to be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a great one back in the day. But like, yeah, the Ryan Murphy train was heavy in like the mid-tens.
Yeah,
it's like everything he was coming out with. The OJ show, which I started to rewatch again because of OJ dying, and I was like, oh yeah, that show. I was like, let me watch
it. It was a really good adaptation. Yeah, that one. There was another one I feel like was really good, but yeah, the OJ one I found was like very captivating. And honestly, the docuseries Made in America is so well done about him.
So well done. Yeah, I saw that ages ago.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah, that was actually even more eye-opening than
right.
I didn't know anything about him. Like, we're not from the era that he was a big star, but I didn't know anything. I didn't know like the real details of that whole trial. It's mind-blowing. Oh, the Versace one was really good.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, that one was good. Really good. Yeah, that came out. So yeah, he does pretty well sometimes. You know, Murphy does a good series, you know, every once in a while, you know, everyone has their day. But yeah, I mean, this has been, I mean, I could talk about anything, everything. It's good to talk to another fellow Bravo head about what's going on. I mean, there's everything and nothing at the same time. But let everyone out there know where they can find you.
Yeah, my podcast is called Everyone's Business But Mine. You can listen to that everywhere you listen to podcasts. You can follow me on Instagram at Everyone's Business But Mine. And yeah, that's about it. You can follow me at Patreon at patreon.com/EBBM podcast. But thank you so much for having me.
Of course, all the links will be down in the notes, so you can easily find wherever Kara is at the time. I feel like you're like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Like, as far as TV shows and everything, you're covering everything. It's like, what now? So that's really cool. So yeah, I'm so excited to have talked to you, and yeah, we will speak again soon.
Have a good one.
This is all we need. A couple of smokes, a cup of coffee, and a little bit of conversation. You and me and $5.
You've got it.